something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
When I told you that the vaccine was no vaccine, I was right. I told you, why is it a vaccine and why do they want to enforce it? The vaccine could not cure COVID. Could not. The vaccine could not stop the spread. Could not prevent infection. Could not make you immune. If it failed in all this, why were people asked to get vaccinated? If it did nothing that it was promised to do. So much so that even those who were advocating it, advertising it, were infected again and again. Only just a few weeks ago, they had wanted to come back with masks. They had wanted to. In fact, they started it, beginning with the President of the United States. They wanted it again, just that it failed. Because I told you, the mask was a mark of subjugation. It had nothing to do with preventing or reducing infection, because that's not scientific. And I proved my points. And I shared with you research documents again and again. Don't be fooled. As far as they're concerned, it's not over. The Bible actually does tell us that the one world government will take place at a certain point. But before then, there are things that must be done. There are things that must happen. And salvation of souls is so important. Today, we have to win souls for Christ today, because that global government, the one world global government, according to the scriptures, is going to be satanic. It's going to be Luciferian. Don't make any mistakes about this. This is what the Bible says, that Satan is going to be head of that government and he will install a man known as the Antichrist. And there's one sign that the Bible does tell us how to recognize the man that will be the Antichrist. It's in the scripture. And here he tells us, that man will sign security for Israel. He will sign the guarantee of security for Israel. So, that's what the Bible says. You read the book of Daniel. It's right there. And Jesus himself stated very clearly that the prophecy of Daniel was true. He verified the prophecy of Daniel. That's too important. And one of the latest calls for the security of Israel was just yesterday by the former president of the United States, Obama, who was calling for security guarantees for Israel. That's just one of the latest ones. So the calling for the security of Israel, and the Bible tells us the one who signs it says, mark that man, that is the Antichrist. He will sign the peace guarantees and will sign for a period of 7 years. Not just about being signed, a document being signed, also understand that the document, the guarantee will be for 7 years. A peace guarantee. And they are in a position today. Remember, Hitler only called, the former U.S. president didn't only call for security guarantees for Israel. He also called for occupation, which he didn't define, that the occupation should cease. Of course, we know he's referring to land occupation by Israel, okay? Though he didn't come out so openly, but they call it the occupation. So they want it to cease. So what's happening right now? I told you when the war started, October 7th, with that invasion by Hamas, I told you that it was orchestrated. It was orchestrated because there were those who knew about it. So I said, who wants to investigate this? Who's going to investigate? Because some in Israel knew. Egypt reported that they informed certain people in Israel. Okay, who informed who? Who knew? And who did nothing? Because I went on to show you that this was one of those things that Albert Pike, the sovereign pontiff of the Freemasons, had given as one of the motivations, in fact, the major motivation for the Third World War. So they created crisis, proffer solutions to achieve the original. So you understand exactly what it's all about. It's all about achieving their agenda, the original goals. So if you think that the world is just moving on its own and everything is just happening by chance, you are deceiving yourself. You are deceiving yourself. It means that you are deliberately choosing to ignore the realities in our world. You are choosing to ignore what the Bible tells us. The scriptures give us guidance, give us information. To be ignorant of the scripture is to be ignorant of truth. And where does that lead you? Delusion. Deception. In that documentary, there's a gentleman who mentioned Agenda 21. And I explained to you before some details in Agenda 21. Okay? And how, in fact, one of the things I told you about Agenda 21 that ratified Habitat 1, in which was the proposal for the dispossession of individual property. But the reason for all that, why do they want to take over lands and properties all over the world? Because I told you, Europe is broke. So all that dream is coming from there. See? This is called revanchism. That's what it is. It is the plan, the work, the effort to regain lost lands, lost properties. See, they controlled the whole world many, many years ago. And all these lands gained their independence. And they didn't mind because they knew what was going to happen, okay, as time progressed. So they had another plan to use economic colonization. And it worked for a long time, until many of those colonies got educated and became wise and decided to own their property. And so they come through the back door with this globalization ideology. And I told you, globalization is a euphemism for colonization. So the guy that has something very little tells the other guys that have a lot, let's all own together. And they are more powerful militarily. And they come up with an idea that you should demilitarize. Okay? And so these nations will agree to cancel their armies and put their defense in the hands of those who want everything that belonged to them. That is very interesting. Reminds me of another tortoise story. They said the lion called for a party, and all of them were invited. All the animals were invited. When tortoise was invited, he said, I will go later. So he decided to go later. As he was going, he noticed that no footprint, no reverse footprint, all the footprints went that way. He said, by now, some should have been coming from there. Since no one's coming from there, all those who went to visit the lion, no one came back. He said, it's a dangerous place. You see, he was smart enough to not go because there were no footprints of those returning. I wonder what stories you were told when you were a kid. So get wise, Africa. Get wise, Asia. And get wise, many of you in Europe. Europe and the United States. That's why you have to know who comes into office and so on and so forth. What kind of, how you should pray. These things are important. How do you pray? What hopes do you have? What hopes do you have? So today, being our very special communion service, think about it. It's very interesting. Do you know, this is the 11th month of 2023, right? So it's just one more month and 2023 is over. It's just like yesterday when we got it and welcomed 2023. And now it's about to be folded up. I told you we're going to move so fast. Wow. This month, I want to read to you from Zechariah chapter number 8 and tell you what month it is for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 8 from verse 11. God speaks to these people by prophecy. He says, but now I will not be unto the residue of these people as in the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous. Wow. He's talking to Judah, right? And he says to them, he says, for the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase. This is remarkable. I wish we had the time to expatiate on this, just those three, because it means a lot. It means a lot.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.